Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are feeling worried because their little ones are having a challenging time at school. Maybe your child's teacher has mentioned that they're struggling to follow directions, or perhaps you've noticed that listening seems really hard for them right now. And I want you to know something important right from the start. You are not alone in this, and your child is not broken. What you're seeing is actually a beautiful, normal part of development, and there is so much we can do to support your little one through this learning phase. Let me share something wonderful that the magic book taught me. When a 4 or 5-year-old child seems like they're not listening at school, what's really happening is that their brain is in the middle of one of the most amazing growth spurts of their entire life. The part of the brain that helps us shift our attention, remember instructions, and follow through on what we're asked to do. That's called the executive function system, and it's still being built in your child's mind. It's like they're learning to juggle 3 balls at once, listen to the teacher, remember what was said, and then actually do it, all while managing their emotions and being in a busy classroom. That's a lot for a developing brain. The National Association for the Education of Young Children, which is one of the most trusted organizations in early childhood education, tells us that children this age are developing self-regulation and executive function skills that are absolutely critical for school success. But here's the key: these skills take time to develop. They don't happen overnight. Your child isn't choosing to ignore their teacher. Their brain is literally learning how to listen, and that's a complex skill that requires patience and practice. Dr. Vasco Lopes, a wonderful psychologist at the Child Mind Institute, explains something that I think will help you so much. He says that when a child is very emotional, they actually can't think rationally about their behavior in that moment. So if your child gets overwhelmed at school and then can't explain why they didn't follow the rules, it's not that they're being difficult. It's that their emotional brain has taken over, and the thinking part of their brain isn't available to them right then. Isn't that fascinating? Once you understand this, everything shifts. Recent research published in Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and Mental Health shows us that executive function development during the preschool years is directly linked to how well children adjust to school. And here's the hopeful part: children whose parents respond with patience and skill-building strategies, rather than punishment, show significantly better behavioral outcomes over time. So what you do right now, the way you support your child through this phase, it really matters. And you're already doing it by being here, by learning, by caring so deeply. So what can we do to help? The magic book whispers these gentle truths to me. First, remember that your child is learning to balance their own wonderful ideas and impulses with the guidance they receive from adults. That's not defiance, that's development. When you see it through this lens, you can stay calmer, and your calmness helps their nervous system settle too. Second, practice listening skills at home in playful ways. You might play a game where you whisper silly instructions and they have to listen carefully to hear them. Or you could have quiet listening moments where you both close your eyes and try to hear all the sounds around you. The more you make listening feel like a superpower instead of a chore, the more your child will want to develop that skill. Third, work with your child's teacher to create clear, consistent expectations. Children this age thrive on routines and predictability. When they know what's expected and the expectations stay the same, their brains can relax and focus on learning instead of trying to figure out what the rules are. Fourth, celebrate the small wins. Did your child remember to hang up their backpack today? That's executive function in action. Did they wait their turn even for just a moment? That's self-regulation developing. When we notice and celebrate these moments, we're teaching their brain that these skills are valuable and worth practicing. And here's something else the magic book showed me. Stories can be such powerful teachers for children this age. When children hear stories about characters who are learning to listen, to cooperate, to be part of a community, something magical happens. They see themselves in those characters. They learn that listening is a skill that helps them connect with others and discover their own purpose. We have a beautiful story in the Book of Inara called The Listening Heart Center. In this story, Ethan and Sophia discover a magical place where quiet listening helps people find the perfect way to help their community. When they learn to listen with their hearts, not just their ears, they discover that listening is actually a superpower that opens doors to connection and purpose. After you read this story with your child, you can practice quiet listening moments together. Ask your child, "What does your heart tell you when you listen carefully?" Help them connect listening skills to positive outcomes, to self-discovery, to the joy of being part of something bigger than themselves. The research is so clear on this. Play and guided learning build cooperation skills far more effectively than punishment or timeouts alone. Your child needs you to be their coach, their guide, their safe place while they're developing these complex skills. And I know that can feel exhausting sometimes. I know there are days when you're tired and you just want them to listen the first time. Those feelings are so valid. But please hear this, you are doing beautifully. Your child is lucky to have a parent who cares enough to seek understanding instead of just demanding obedience. The magic book reminds me that every child develops at their own pace. Some children's executive function skills bloom a little earlier, some a little later. But with consistent support, with patience, with love, and with stories that teach these skills in gentle ways, your child will get there. The struggles you're seeing at school right now, they're temporary. They're part of the journey, and you're walking that journey alongside your child with such grace. So here's what I want you to remember. Your child is not being difficult, they're having difficulty. Their brain is learning to do something incredibly complex. The way you respond to this challenge will shape not just their behavior, but their sense of self, their confidence, and their relationship with learning. Choose patience. Choose understanding. Choose to see the developing brain instead of the misbehavior. And watch how everything begins to shift. The Book of Inara is filled with stories that support children through every developmental phase, including this one. Stories about listening, about cooperation, about being part of a community. Stories that teach without lecturing, that guide without shaming. I invite you to explore these stories with your child. Make them part of your bedtime routine, your calm down time, your connection moments. Let the magic of storytelling do some of the teaching for you. You've got this, wonderful parent. Your child is learning, growing, and developing exactly as they should. And you're giving them exactly what they need, your love, your patience, and your commitment to understanding. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your beautiful child. With love and starlight, Inara.